What do you see from after film study of Kansas State's defense and especially the defensive line?
They're good, man. They're good. I think, you know, they've done a good job all season long. And, I mean, we've known this watching them play throughout Big 12 play last year. You know, that 3-3-5 defense, you know, you got to be good up front to be able to run that 3-3-5. And you know, they're physical and they play hard and they fly to the ball. That's one thing that's kind of, you know, jumped off the tape is they do not take plays off. And they're going to bring it every single time. So they're a good defense.
With how much you guys go for on fourth down, how concerned or not concerned are you about some of the third down numbers that
you've had? Not super concerned in the sense that, you know, we're always operating with that fourth down in mind, depending on where we're at in the field. But I do think we need to just do a better job on first and second down so we're not in third and long as much.
Like
yeah. Because, like, sometimes, even if, you know, the number we're trying to get to for fourth down is 2 or 3 yards, sometimes even 4, third and 7, third and 8, it can be kind of tough to get there. So we got to do a better job on first and second down, getting some chunk yards out of that to set us up a little better, then we won't have to be in those fourth downs as much.
Offensive line was pretty clean the first two games.
Mm-hmm.
Wyoming game, a few penalties crept in.
Yeah.
What do you count that for?
I think honestly we were just trying to play fast, and sometimes when you're playing fast, you know, stuff happens, you know. And I always seem to get a holding call against Wyoming for some reason. You know, it's becoming a thing. I don't think the Mountain West officials like me very much. I don't know what it is. But they did. I didn't know that. I was so angry after both of those plays. I didn't even realize they picked it up. So I was giving that ref crap the rest of the game, and I didn't even realize he picked it up. But no, we just got a few times. We were trying to play fast, and just got a little sloppy with our hands.
What did you make of some of the new running backs, Enoch and Polkai? Miles a little bit newer, I guess. But the way you guys were able to run the ball against Wyoming with a group that's getting pretty tested right now.
Yeah, I thought especially in the second half, we settled in a little more to those downhill runs. You know, the first half, a little bit of a struggle between the tackles. But I thought that those backs settled in really nicely in the second half. And, you know, it was 5, 6, 7 yard chunk plays on the ground. You know, and so I feel like as they got more comfortable as the game went on, as they got more reps, you know, they got better and better. So happy for those guys, man.
Does that give you confidence on being able to run the ball with some of those guys?
For sure. For sure.
A lot was made in the offseason about you guys standing up in the trenches to other Big 12 teams.
Yeah.
Is this the first kind of real litmus test, this Kansas State game, to see if that's been kind of come to fruition?
Yeah, sure. I think every week is that way. You have to make a statement that you've improved every single week. Right? There is, I don't know if I'd wait one game more than any other, you know, in terms of overall improvement, because, you know, even like SMU's D-line was a good D-line. It was not a bad D-line by any stretch. And even Wyoming, they played really hard, you know. But I think as we get into conference play, we're going to have to see continually each week, can we continue to produce on the ground? And I think that when we get to the end of the season and we can look at the season as a whole, I think that'll be more of a litmus test of how far we've come than versus just one single game.
What's the excitement factor knowing it's Big 12 play now?
Oh, it's always exciting, right? Because this is conference play. Now you see the standings change every week. You see where you fall. You know, your quest for a conference championship starts this week. You know, and so it's obviously a big deal.
Austin filled in for Sonny
against
Wyoming. How do you feel like he did for his first, you know, BYU start?
I thought he did really well overall. Obviously, you know, there's a few plays I'm sure he wants back. You know, your first start ever, there's going to be some mistakes. But he's played a lot of football at SUU, and I thought he did really well overall.
Connor, how close is this unit to being as cohesive as you want it to be?
Close. You know, obviously we've had some change up at right guard, you know, just because unfortunately with Sonny. But, you know, I feel like this unit's gelling really well. I feel like we all have a pretty good feel for each other, and hopefully that continues and we get even better week to week to week, you know, because that's what the best O-lines do. They improve their cohesiveness, their technique, all of that stuff every week of the season.
You mentioned remember how you guys seemed to struggle in the day but played really well at night? And that was kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Kansas State's making a lot of, about this lateness of the kickoff. As a player, do you care about when you play? Or
not really. I mean, obviously, being under the lights at Lavelle Edwards brings like a different feel, you know, than the daytime games, and it's always exciting to play at night. But, you know, I'm sure Kansas State does the exact same thing we do, where they adjust sleep schedules and things like that throughout the week based on the time they play. So that, I mean, obviously it's going to be, you know, a later kickoff for them and probably 1 or 2 a.m. their time by the time the game is done. And so I think that'll play a little bit of a role. But, you know, I think for us, you know, we're just more excited to be back in front of our hometown fans, regardless of, we don't care when we play. We just want to, we like being at Lavelle.